Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
All right. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me this evening. Let me get a sound check, saints. Hallelujah. All right. Got an in-house sound check. Sounds like and looks like everything is going well. Got a 10. Glory to the King. I don't have the chat up this evening, saints, so just listening by phone or listening on Blog Talk Radio online. Glory to the King. But all praise be to the Most High Yah, to all of Israel, the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace to you this day. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie. I'm your host this evening on this edition of the Brothers segment on the Straightway Truth, brought to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. I thank you all for being here. It is an honor and a privilege to be here before you this evening, and just grateful, hallelujah, yet again, just because, hallelujah, I'm able to see another day. Glory to the King. And we'll talk about that here soon, but just want to give all honor and praise to the Most High Yah and Yeshua for the many, many sacrifices that were made on behalf of not only myself, but all of Israel, hallelujah, redeeming us, restoring us back to his heritage and to our culture and who we are as Yah's holy and set up. Hallelujah. That's a lot. That's a great deal to be thankful for. Hallelujah. And I pray that you all are thankful and grateful and you know who you are as Israel. Hallelujah. There's nothing to be ashamed of, yet it is a thing to hold with high regard. And then you know who you are. It should cause us to do things differently, hallelujah, and know our worth, know who we are, know our roles as children of the Most High Yah, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. That's who we are, hallelujah, the apple of Yah's eye, hallelujah. And we should always constantly remind ourselves who we are in him, boasting in the Most High, hallelujah, and be great ambassadors for his kingdom. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. All the world should take note of us, and our light should shine among them. Hallelujah. So that they may know. Hallelujah. So bless you all, saints, once again. Glory to the King. I'm going to go ahead and get started here. I start off these broadcasts. I like to read from the Psalms, and I'm going to continue in that. And I'm going to go ahead and start from Psalms 119, start at verse 111. Glory to the King. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, your law do I love. You art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. You have trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love your testimony. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment." Hallelujah. Glory to the King. It's obvious that the King held Yah in high regards in his heart and his mind and soul, everything about him, his actions and everything. We know all, the attacks and all the things that the King did in his trials, his temptations, his tribulations and all of that. But yet he still was a man after Yah's own heart. And we see how he feared Yah tremendously, and it was his desire to not transgress Yah's law and to be upright before Yah. And we're going to look at that here in just a second. But glory to the King. I love these Psalms. I love to reflect on them. And King David really opens up a lot of times. He gives a lot of insight and of how we should be, our relationship with the Father, how intimate we should be, and how we should come boldly before the throne of grace, you know, especially when in time of need, so that we can obtain grace and we can obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Not ashamed. You'll hear him say that quite often, that he will not be ashamed of the hope that's in Yah, that he won't be ashamed of him, but yet rather rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm going to give honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, also Pastor Corey Phillips, Pastor Daniel here. Thank you, all of you, for your labor of love, how you labor for Israel, and all that you do. So thank you greatly. You all, the gifts that were given to us, all of the teachers in the ministry, the elders, deacons, all of the heads of the fellowships, communities. Hallelujah. I just, it was a beautiful thing. I was able to partake in the appreciation that was given to the pastor. And many of you may have seen the video out on YouTube by Straightway Studios. I believe Mike Israel and put it out. One of the things, I'll just share this real quick, but we all had an opportunity, the leadership, to do a short just appreciation, you know, and why we appreciate Pastor Dow. You know, all of the years, you know, he's been putting in work, sacrificing, giving of himself, and he don't even look forward to stuff like this, but it was so good that it was able to be done for him, you know, while he's alive, to be able to know that he's appreciated and loved. I think it's a huge thing. But one of the things that I said in the little short video that was compiled out of all of the leadership, and I said to him, one of the things I appreciate him for is the fact that he's real and the fact that he speaks truth to lies. You know, whenever he does approach a word, he approach us, speaking to us, we already know he's coming with the spirit he's operating under. You know, a man after Yah's own heart. But he's just real. He gives it to us uncut and without mixer. He just gives it to us because that's how we need to get it. And I remember him saying before that, you know, we are people, hard-headed people. And it kind of reminds me of Ezekiel and what the Most High told Ezekiel. He said, listen, I'm not sending you to a people who are of a hard language or of a hard speech or anything like that. No, I'm sending you to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm sending you to your own people. They know they're going to be able to understand you. You know what I mean? And so he had to bring forth that word and then see the same with our shepherd, how he delivers it. And just even his, you know, his whole his whole essence, I'll say it like that. You know what I mean? It's just real. And that's what we need today. Not fake, not phony, not afraid, not worried about anybody's feelings. A man whose head is harder than as a rock. Hallelujah. Because of Israel, a hard-headed people, you know, that we are. But I'm grateful for him and everything that he does. Glory to the King. And then also I said, you know, I appreciate you because of your ability, how you've taken away all excuses. And I say, especially for myself, you know, this wicked flesh wants to make excuses for every little thing. You know what I mean? Wants to complain about every little thing. But he shows us, and I see it over the years, over and over again, how this man is just tired, exhausted physically. But yet he's still giving. He's still working. He's still giving unto the saints. Hallelujah. So feeding the sheep. So glory to the King. And then also the last thing I said was that I appreciate him for loving me more than I hate myself. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, just like I said, just real enough and love Yah enough to speak truth and just to tell us no matter how we take it, no matter how it comes off, it doesn't matter because it needs to be said. It's all about the intentions behind the words and what it's set out to accomplish. And I believe that our shepherd has some very good intentions. Hallelujah. And he loves Yah, and he shows that by how he feeds us. So I greatly appreciate his work and what he's done and how he's changed my life and in every aspect. And it's so much more. Literally, I had shades on, but on my eyes, I was literally, you know, had tears in my eyes. But it was so much I wanted to say, but I had to narrow it down. But it's so much that can be said. We need to really appreciate the gift that, you know, Yah has given us, all of the gifts that Yah has given us, glory to the King. Not despise it, not to grieve these gifts in the Most High, and just show our appreciation by doing, hallelujah. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful. That's another thing, kind of helps to segue into this next portion about giving thanks. When I read the Psalms and I see King David, he's constantly giving thanks unto Yah all the time, all throughout him. You know, thanks is nothing more than just praise, you know. It's showing your gratitude. It's showing your appreciation. And I think we take for granted things that are given to us, that are bestowed upon us and entrusted upon us. But and we might say it's small, but to be honest with you, it's not small. It is really huge. For instance, you know, the fact that we woke up this morning. Many of us woke up clothed in our right frame of mind. We were able to maneuver about. We were able to work. We were able to do whatever it is that we needed to do. And a lot of times we can get caught up in just the day-to-day cares of this life and forget all about it to give Yah reverence and praise and thanks. But all things, we rejoice at all things that Yah do for us. It's not until we can't do those things no more that it really hits us. Like, you know, I remember, you know, being sick maybe from a few months back, couldn't even get out of the bed, just was able to lay in the bed. You know what I mean? Until I had got hands laid on me, Pastor Muir, and I was healed. Yah healed me. But, you know, not able to get up and go and move about and do little simple things, little small things that we think, those things become huge. And we realize that we appreciate, you know what, the fact that I can do it now, I wish I could, you know. And that's why we should always be mindful. And I think that's why our shepherd said, you know, he wanted us to always to remind the saints, he should always give thanks and praise unto Yah, always. Hallelujah. No matter what the situation is, even in infirmity, even in calamity, give thanks. Hallelujah. Because that's Yah's will concerning you. That time, that's where, you know, you should be. You should learn. You need to learn something from that experience. It's something that needs to be gained from it. But it's not until these things are taken away before we can really appreciate and really grasp hold of it. Hallelujah. There's so many things. There's so many things that are not even with us anymore who have passed and gone on. We just had a brother going on. Hallelujah. So, you know, we take things for granted. Little things, you know, instructions and things that we're told to do, we go against it, and we got to suffer the consequences. We just never know when our last day will be. That's why we always encourage to live every day, every moment. Live it like it's the last one. You know what? But instead, it's so easy and convenient for us to forget it and to go off into these thoughts and imaginations and all of these distractions that the enemy puts before us. That's why we always charge, you know, to be vigilant. Be sober all the time. The enemy won't take breaks, so neither can we. Another thing, I believe and I know we need to embrace even more so and continually and learn how to give thanks for it. And we are rebuked or reproved or corrected. It's ultimately for our own good, for our own edification, for our own exhortation, and for our own comfort. For an expected end, only to make us better. And like I said earlier, you got to know the intent. I don't think there's one leader in Israel that's going to correct, rebuke, or chasing you for just for their own pleasure or just to shame you or embarrass you for whatever other reason. It's for your edification. It's for you to get better. It's for you to improve. That's a great, that shows a lot of love. That shows, and that's how we need to start looking at it. That's like one of the greatest forms of love, I think, that we can display, you know, because the word tells us not to hate our brother, but it tells us to love. And how do you love? But it tells us we need to rebuke. Hallelujah. But I'm reflecting, I'm thinking back on yesterday on the message. And, I asked Deacon Bell, I've often heard him speak about those dining hall messages that they have years ago before even all of us made it here, when the man of Yah was preparing the saints that were here at the time, getting them ready to receive us when we came. And how he said it was gloves off preaching, and it would go on in the dining hall. And I asked him, I said, that I've heard some before, like audio recordings of them, but and I said, and he told me, Deacon said, yeah, that's real close to it. That's it, like right there, what we heard and we experienced yesterday when Shepherd spoke to mainly sisters in Israel, but he also was speaking to the brothers as well, that and know what's going on, because if you hear the man of Yah, he continues to keep reiterating things, and he's putting emphasis and focus on things, and he's telling us, get ready, all right? A certain thing is going on. I remember a few years back when right before this other influx of saints came in, he was telling us, prepare yourselves, get ready. He said, I've seen this before. Something is going on. Yah is doing a thing. And I think we need to take heed to it rather than get caught up in our feelings, get caught up in all of the garbage in our minds and the way we've always thought about things and viewed things and our own opinions and all of these other things that really are contrary to the word of Yah. I think we need to really take the time right now, in this hour that we're in, and focus on what the man of Yah is saying and what the Father is saying and what he's doing, how he's trying to prepare us now. Hallelujah. It's for a reason. We've got to learn how to give thanks in those situations as well. Thank you, Yah, enough to show me. Thank you enough to warn me. You know what I mean? Because we already know warning comes before destruction. We don't want to find ourselves left behind or behind the curve when we really realize, oh, shit, Pastor was trying to get us ready for this thing. The Most High, you know, was getting his man, preparing his people for such a time to come. We want to be, in line with what's going on. Glory to the King. So in order to do that, we got to die, all of us. We got to die. And the Shepherd's been saying some things. He's been saying how we need to wipe out these hard drives. A lot of junk on them. It's a lot of dust on them. It's a lot of filth and garbage. It's a lot of stuff that's been embedded in there, even from generations past. A lot of garbage, a lot of filth, a lot of stuff that is against the Most High, that's lodged deep down in our subconscious, that we got to get this stuff out. Glory to the King. And one way to purge, read that word, study, and deliverance is key as well. Glory to the King. There's always something to give thanks for. No matter where you are in this walk, no matter what you have. I remember hearing Pastor Mir say the other day, you know, stop being so focused on what you don't have and thank Yah and be grateful and content for what you do have. Because I guarantee if you sit back and you just think, it's a lot that you can give thanks for. Glory to the King. And also that'll help you, you know, when the enemy tries to attack, you know, when he tries to bombard you with all of these thoughts and things and steal your joy. You'll start giving thanks. Start praising. Hallelujah. Praise yourself and thank yourself happy. Glory to the King. But at any rate, I want to go into real quickly, real briefly, just a passage right here from Samuel of the King, King David. In this passage, it's a song of praise, you know, that is really personal. And it's an expression of the King as he opens up his heart, and we are allowed to read this and actually immerse ourselves in it and see just how intimate this man was, how he would literally go to the Most High boldly. As I said earlier, you can go to him boldly to the throne of grace, seeking mercy in a time of need. You know, I came across this a couple weeks ago, and I just shared it with the family, man, because it was really, it was really good. It just touched me in such a way, man, and I thought it was just really, really awesome how this was captured. But let me read it, because I'm not going to do it in justice. I'm going to go ahead and read it through it, but it's 2 Samuel 22, and I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. And let's get into it. It says, "And David spake unto the master the words of this song in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul." Hallelujah. "And he said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Yah of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence." So you see how the high praise that he gives to Yah as he's starting off, just letting you know where he knows for sure where his strength comes from, where his help comes from, who he trusts in. Glory to the King. And it says, verse 4, "I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid." So, see that part right there? I was just like, whoa. You know, this is the King, right? You're talking about King David, King David. You know, we've heard the stories of how he was a mighty man of war and the accomplishments, the things that he did. Goliath, what he did also to the Philistines. We heard all of these things, right? But for this man to literally say that he was afraid, you know what I mean? And he had to run, you know what I'm saying? He had nowhere else to go. He's just, his enemies had been just encamped all around about him. But look what it says, "The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of my distress I called." This is key. He said, "I called upon Yahweh and cried to my Yah." So he called upon Yah and he cried unto him. You know, "Father, I need you right now." I mean, just crying out. "And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears." So Yah heard him, right? So he must mean something to Yah. That Yah actually heard him. But check this out. Verse 8, it says, "Then the earth shook and trembled. Heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured. Coals were kindled by it." Wow. "He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of men. And he made darkness billions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahweh thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them, and the channels of the sea of Yahweh, of the Master Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me." Man, that's a lot that went on, right? That's a lot that happened, man, because Yah really heard King David's prayers. And it says that he thundered, man. He came down from Shemaim, he came down in a mighty way to deliver his son. Hallelujah. King David, who was after Yah's own heart. And I'm going to keep going, and it says, verse 17, "And he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of the waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. but Yahweh was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. That's key right there. It said Yahweh delivered him because he delighted in him. That's key, man. We got to make sure we find ourselves in a place where Yah can delight in us, where when we call upon him, he will answer. He will thunder from heaven. You know, he will shake the earth. He will, you know, stop everything to come and save us. But he already has saved us. He's already delivered us. He's already done these things for us, right? But we got to call on him. We got to call on him with a pure heart. We got to repent of him. We got to be right before him so that when we do, that he'll rejoice in us. And delight in us. Verse 21 says, Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, has he recompensed. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly, for all his judgments were before me. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. Wow. So we got to make sure we find ourselves in right standing with Yah. This man said his judgments, for all his judgments were before me. Glory to the King. Give it down to verse 24. And it says, I was also upright before him, and he kept, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, Yahweh had recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. So, this man, he not just because he's the king of Israel, did what he did. King David is clearly telling us, he's giving us a formula here. He's letting us know, man, how you need to, how we need to conduct ourselves and how we need to stay clean before Yah, how we need to constantly fear Yah. You know what I mean? Not transgressing, not in any iniquity or any of these things. Because Yah not going to hear us if we come and foul. And, you know, we know the things that we do. The heart knows its own bitterness. We know what areas we fall short in. We know our temptations. We know things that we refuse, give up, things that we, you know, just holding on to. We know these things, right? But we better make sure we get ourselves right. We better get ourselves ready and so that we can be delivered and we can be set free. Glory to the King. We already know that he came, right? Them to set them free who were bound. You know what I mean? We know why he came. He came to deliver his people, you know, to save them from their sins. But ain't no way we're going to be set free and we're going to be protected. You know what I mean? And we live in dirt, running dirty. We live in foul out here. You know, it's cool to come before the saints, you know, Shabbat, and do all these things and rejoice and praise and all this. But secretly, we live in a whole double lifestyle, another lifestyle. That ain't cool. Man, God knows all things about us, even the secret things of our heart. And we got to constantly remember that and constantly know that, man. You know, it was something that came up in my mind, I think it was last week. And it was wicked. I ain't going to tell you no lie. And I was like, dang. You know, Father, please forgive me. When I thought about what had happened, I had not one word did I speak. But it was, all this communication had already went on in my heart, went on in my mind. And I had to repent. I was like, Father, forgive me for that. Why in the hell would I even think something like that? Why would I want something like that to take place? You know what I mean? I had to be honest and real with myself. Like, Father, please forgive me for that. I repent of that. That was wicked. That was extremely, you know what I mean? And just not giving myself a pass. Not thinking, you know, it's all good and let that thought go in passing. No. Because he said he don't even want us to rejoice even in our heart when somebody falls. You know what I mean? We can't even do that. And a lot of times we don't even think about these things. We let these things go unchecked. We don't repent of them because we're just so used to just letting shit go in our minds and just and doing things. But, man, we got to be held accountable for all of that stuff. All of that stuff. And we wonder why certain things going on in our lives. We wonder why we can't get free. We wonder why we're not getting help. You know what I mean? Think about the things that's going on within your heart secretly. King is showing us right here that he was clean. And the reason we know he was because Yah saved him. We know that Yah saved him out of the hand of Saul. We know that. We read the account. We saw how Yah preserved him. The only way he could have done that, the only way he will do the same with us is if we are right. All right? If we can't be living in iniquity. We can't be living in sin. We can't be lying to ourselves. And even if it's things that we do, we might not call it sin. We might say, oh, I'm just telling the truth. Oh, I'm just talking. I'm saying it. No, you gossiping. No, you slandering. No, you're doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. You know, we might not see it on surface all the time, the intentions of why, you know, things are done. But rest assured, y'all see it's clear to him. Lord to King, let's continue and read on here. Verse 26, it says, With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the forward, thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people, thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh will lighten my darkness. For by you I have run through a troop, and by my Yah have I leaped over a wall. Hallelujah. As for Yah, his way is perfect. The word of Yah is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is Yah, save the master? And who is a rock, save our Yah? Yah is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arm. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I have consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto Yahweh, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers take away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be Yah of the rock of my salvation. It is Yah that avenged me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up, delivering me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O Yahweh, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto your name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. Hallelujah. So that's good, man. That's encouragement for us to let us know how Yah will have our back. Hallelujah. If we trust in Yah, And if we lean not to our own understanding, if we find ourselves, you know, pure, as he said, you pure before him, pure unto you, you know. One of the things I like, too, also about King David is the fact that, you know, he didn't just take matters in his own hands. You know, there were certain times and certain battles and things he would ask, Yah, should I go up before these people and smite these people or go to war with these people? And Yah will tell him, yes, okay. And I'll deliver them into your hands. And there was one instance where, you know, King asked this question and Yah told him, you know, I will most definitely deliver them unto you. So, you know what I mean? But that just goes to show you the type of relationship he had with the Father. That goes to show you that he knew in whom his trust, his strength was. And he wasn't just trying to do all of this on his own. I think us as Israel, that's how we need to be in this daytime and hour right now, always seeking Yah on what we need to be doing next. This is will for our life. What do he want us to do? Trusting in him, believing in him, and knowing who he is. You know, you hear the way he's speaking in this song. It's like he's confident. He knows it. You know, he goes and he's praising Yah for everything. He's letting it be known. But he's confident, and he knows who did these things. He knows for a fact it wasn't by his power or his own might. But he know that Yah did it and made a way for him. That's what Yah is all about, salvation for his people, you know. And even in this daytime, it's available to us, and hallelujah. No need for us to be walking around trembling, shaking, and afraid of the heathen. But no reason whatsoever. You know, we need to walk with our heads high, no matter where we are, you know, and being proud of who we are. And I know, trust me, we stand out, and especially the sisters with their dress. The way they dress with their head covers, with their dresses. I mean, we could be anywhere in the grocery store. People go stop and they take no. They don't even realize they keep looking, but they're staring. But they just know, just something different. Something is different about those children. Something different about those women. You know what I mean? It's just something different about them, that family. So, and knowing one thing, hallelujah, that we are Yah's, we are his chosen. Glory to the King. Let me. All right, we got what I'm going to do, Saints, real quick. I'm going to take a quick break. Got a little bit more I wanted to talk to you guys about. But always keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind about giving thanks to Yah, always praising Yah. Shepherd was just telling us just a couple weeks ago, you know, how we can get the enemy behind us and how we can keep our joy, maintain our joy, and stay in this fight when the enemy is coming down hard on us. Always, you know, praise Yah. No matter what the flesh don't want to give it up. The flesh don't want to praise. But I tell you, if you try it, you'll see. Glory to the King. And so all throughout the Psalms, we see, you know, how King was just giving it up. I mean, just giving no matter what the situation was. He even had to encourage himself. So glory to the King. As we in this battle, as we in this fight, and our eyes are set and should be focused on the kingdom, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things that we need to overcome, trials, tests, you know. So let us know and know for surety, without a doubt, where our strength comes from. Glory to the King. I'm going to do a real quick ministry break and come back, Saints. Glory to the King. Once again, this is Elder Donnie here, your host for the evening. This edition of the Brother Segment coming to you on the Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. So I'll take a real quick break and then come right back. Hallelujah. Let's see. Man.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. TIN. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah. Peace to the righteous. This is Elder Daddy again. I just want to thank you again for joining me. So, just want to, talk about something different here, just this particular segment here. And, you know, this particular thing, it kind of struck my attention. It was during a Sabbath message, I believe, two or three weeks ago, when the pastor was talking about honor. And it resonated with me. It stuck out, I should say. And, you know, Shepherd said in that message, he says, if you don't love yourself, how much love can you give to your neighbor? He asked that question. It says, we see the reason why hate comes from you, because you hate yourself. You can only give what you can produce or manufacture within yourself. And, you know, it got me to looking at, you know, self-hatred. And you know, why is it that we have some of the things that we have that go on amongst each other? A lot of times the things that we see and dislike in others, or we can point out, or it irritates us, is the things that we ourselves are dealing with. You know what I mean? So we go ahead and we point the finger and the blame, but we don't point it at ourselves. Hallelujah. But in that, one thing is that we need to be careful of, too, is self-bitterness or either self-hatred or things of that nature. You know, we are created in Yah's image. How can we hate ourselves? You know, Yah has a different outlook upon us. We got to just be very careful if we look at, you know, our failures, our shortcomings, and different things like that that may cause us to look at ourselves in a different light. Just be very careful of that. That's the enemy working. Realize this, saints, and know that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We already know that, right? And we don't war and fight against each other, but these are spiritual wickedness. This is the things that's going on in high places and in our minds in particular, King. So let's be very careful and just, number one, how we deal with each other, and then also how we think of ourselves. We got to realize the Messiah, a huge price was paid for each and every last one of us. So we can't go around with these self-sabotaging thoughts and ideas about ourselves, and even speaking things out of our mouths, speaking death and speaking curses upon ourselves or even others. But we all need to know who we are in the Father and know what his plan is for us and what he actually thinks about us. Hallelujah. So in combating, you know, all of those wicked thoughts and things that will try to keep us down and distract us from getting the work done or any of that stuff. Hallelujah. But our thoughts, they influence our behavior. All right. And it's clear. And as I said earlier, what we dislike in others is probably what we are dealing with ourselves. Let me do this. From a deliverance standpoint or point of view, it says, demons are slick. They will speak in your voice, trying to bring condemnation on you so that you block yourself from deliverance by coming down hard on yourself, thereby keeping you from going into perfection. Demons are masters at keeping you from repenting. They prevent you from saying, I'm sorry. Masters of lifting up pride. We know that pride always goes before destruction. Hallelujah. Many times when you are outside of the character of Yah, you are in your pride. Hallelujah. So be careful of any type of self-pity, any low self-esteem, any type of self-resentment, or any self-bitterness. And be careful of the things you speak out of your mouth, speaking death. It's a huge thing for us to be unified. It's a huge thing for us to come together as a unit, rather than to be divided and allowing the enemy to come in and divide us, conquer us. But we got to be strong. Hallelujah. All the world got to know the love that we have for one another, and that we love Yah by the love we have for one another. And that was a key thing Shepherd said on yesterday from the word, that how are we going to sit there and say we love Yah, you know, who we never seen, but we got our brother right here, our sister right here, in whom we can't even love them. So let us keep the commandments by loving our neighbor. Hallelujah. And the only way we're going to do that, first we got to love ourselves. Glory to the King. And this is always just encouragement to continue to seek deliverance always. I try to always talk about it. I try to keep that in my mind as well and actually do it as well. Glory to the King. So I'm going to move on. I'm not going to be too much longer here. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, but just wanted to just touch on that real quick. That's just a thought, something that stood out. I wanted to keep that fresh in our minds. Thanks. Another thing, as I said, as I mentioned, it's always good. It's good for us to always, I say this before I say that, I'm going to say this. And if y'all hadn't checked it out, make sure you do. Elder Mitchell, he put out a video of two of them. I saw one. And the one that I saw was entitled CKD-AP. That's a video that he has, and I think he has another one after that one. But go check those videos out when you get a chance. They were heartfelt, some good information in there. And I'll just say this, because just like Elder Mitchell mentioned in the videos, you know, especially us men, you know, we kind of like ignore certain things going on in our bodies and not take it seriously. Make sure you see things going on with your body, things that you be conscious enough to just pay attention and stop and see what's going on instead of just writing it off. Hallelujah. Especially a lot of us are getting older. A lot of us weren't raised in the way and had righteous preaching and teaching and people to actually love us and to tell us about our bad habits and things. Even the people that we grew up, you know, our family members in the world, natural. They didn't love us enough to tell us the truth. I remember once I tried to stop eating pork, but I had an auntie who was so religious. I mean, and she just was so upset at the fact that I didn't want to eat pork. And I was a Christian at the time. I didn't know any better. I was learning. I was trying to, you know, coming into some level of truth. But it upset her so bad, you know what I mean? And she just didn't let the issue go. Just so people didn't really love us like we thought they did. Hallelujah. But now we're in a place where we get loved on all the time. And you know, if somebody, if you hear, you know, if it's the truth, it's the truth. You know, some of us are really just not healthy. It's just unhealthy. You know what I mean? Some of us are overweight. Many of us are overweight. You know what I mean? That's just reality. But we just got to look at it for what it is. I would encourage y'all to go and look at that. Check out that the video that Elder Mitchell put out there. Having said that, I'll read this and then go ahead on out and close it out. And this is coming from. This is coming from 1 Corinthians 3 and I'll start. 1 Corinthians 3:16. It says, "Know you not that you are the temple of Yah, and that the Spirit of Yah dwelleth in you," right? We know that. And if any man defile the temple, him shall Yah destroy. For the temple of Yah is holy, which temple you are. So all of us, we are the temple of Yah. We ought to be preserving and taking good care of temples so that we can prosper in health, just as our souls prosper, and being very cognizant of what's going on. There's a lot of stuff out there in the world to, you know, entice us, take our focus off of the Father, distractions is what I call them. There's so much in our food. There's so many chemicals in our foods and stuff that in other countries they're not even allowed. A lot of us like cheese, but we don't realize how cheese is really not good for us. It's really not, just as well as sugar isn't. And a lot of other chemicals, dyes, and things that goes into our food. So let us be more conscious when we're putting certain things in our mouth, in our bodies, realizing what it is. It's the temple of Yah. Hallelujah. We don't want to be putting no garbage in and expect to get anything good out. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. But moving along, as I was saying about giving thanks, saints, we should always give thanks unto Yahweh and thanking him for always being mindful of us through the death of Yeshua and his burial and his resurrection and now seated on the throne to make intercession for us, Israel. Keep this in mind also and remember that if you have any negative thoughts that make you depressed or that makes you feel down and out, even if it's true, remember this, saints, that Satan, that is of Satan, and he's the only one that would do that to you. He's the only one that will submit thoughts like that to you. He's doing it in unrighteousness. He's doing it to try to tear you down, to try to hurt you. Yeah, I would never do that. I would never talk to you like that. Let these words sink into your mind and your heart. There is nobody who loves you more than Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. No matter what goes on in this world, always remind yourself that the Messiah loves you. No matter how inadequate you feel, no matter how bad you feel, and no matter what you think of yourself, remember, today is the day of salvation. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said Yahweh, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Psalms 139:17 says, "And how precious are your thoughts to me, O Yahweh? How great than the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you." Psalms 25:20 says, "Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on you. Redeem Israel, O Yahweh, out of all his troubles." Hallelujah. Bless you all, Israel. Children of the Most High, Yah, I pray that you all have a blessed week. I pray that something said this evening was able to help in some way, shape, or form. Hallelujah. Just keep us all, each other, lifted in prayer because we need it. We never know what it is that our brother or our sister is going through. You know, and I always make a point to pray for the saints that are overseas in other countries, no matter what situation they're in, whether they're alone. Pray for the aged women. Pray for the elder men in Israel, the hoary-headed men. I pray for the mother, the sisters that are with child, and those men that they cover their homes, and just for the peace of Yah, and that those seeds will come into this world in safety and protected and shield from the attacks of the enemy. And just for those who are in the valley of decision, always praying for them. Keep our shepherds lifted up. Pray for their strength, that the Most High Yah will increase their measure of faith and that their faith does not fail them and that they just give them the strength that they need in this hour to continue to do the work. And just pray for one another. Hallelujah, because we definitely need each other in this time. And saints, always praise, always give thanks. Y'all be encouraged. This day we will reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Let's always keep our eyes on the kingdom. Glory to the King. And the word tells us that the meek shall inherit the earth. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. Y'all be encouraged. Israel, this is Elder Donnie, and I am signing off on this edition of the Brother Segment. Straightway Truth brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Y'all be encouraged, saints. Shalom and blessings.